From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish, and we begin this hour in Colorado, where days of heavy rain have caused record flooding. Many areas are underwater. Thousands of people have been displaced from their homes, and more than a dozen are missing. At least four people have died. Rescuers are making some headway today, helped by a break in the weather. The rain subsided, and the sun even peeked through the clouds. Helicopters are flying in supplies and plucking up stranded people. And as Sam Sanders reports, the full extent of the damage is still unknown.
Roads from Denver to Wyoming are closed. In the hardest hit areas, rescuers navigated rafts through floodwaters to pluck residents trapped in homes. In Lyons, Colorado, 15 miles outside of Boulder, a National Guard convoy has been deployed to evacuate up to 2,500 residents who have been trapped there since Wednesday. Just north of Boulder, vegetable gardener Wyatt Barnes and his wife are riding out the rain.
I can't even describe how high and muddy the water is. It's a creek that often flows at 3 feet wide. Most of the summer is about 100, 150 feet wide.
Barnes says others near him have been trapped by rising waters from nearby Left Hand Creek.
It's re-channeled itself. People who used to have the creek to the south of them are now on an island with the creek to the north and the south of them. It was just phenomenal amounts of water, like Niagara Falls-style amounts of water.
Barnes says he'll stay put for now. He says he's lucky because he still has power.
We're pretty fortunate that we happen to have a generator because we have a farm. We have a 500-gallon fuel tank that'll run the generator, so we can run like one appliance at a time. We have gas so we can cook. And if we need to leave, we will. But right now, we're okay.
Barnes is worried about his crops, though. He won't know if they've survived for a few days. Luke Runyon with member station KUNC is monitoring the situation from Fort Collins, Colorado. Here's how he describes the Poudre River, which runs through the city.
Incredibly wide. I mean, I've never seen the Poudre River that wide before. Usually you can bike along it. There's a nice bike trail that goes along it. Everything is submerged.
Runyon says just outside of Fort Collins, the situation is even worse.
You've got people who are stranded. Literally, the road on either side of their home has been taken out. They're trapped in their homes waiting for air support to come in. Emergency workers have no access to the homes up in the foothills. So I think it's a different mood between Fort Collins and the foothills just outside of town.
Flooding in the region has been exacerbated by what's called burn scars. These are areas swept clean by Colorado wildfires over the last few years. The fires have decimated vegetation that would usually help trap rainwater. Colorado will receive federal help. On Thursday night, President Obama declared an emergency and approved disaster assistance in Boulder, El Paso, and Larimer counties. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has signed a disaster declaration as well. He's described these rains as a 50 or 100-year flood. Hickenlooper is touring devastated areas throughout the day. At a press conference Friday, Boulder County Police Chief Mark Beckner urged caution, even as rains begin to subside.
You may be in an area where it looks like it's okay in your neighborhood. You look outside, the street's not flooded, it's not raining that hard. And you wonder, what's the problem? Well, believe me, there's a problem out there.
The rain slowed today, but flood warnings remain in effect through Friday night. More storms are expected throughout the weekend. Sam Sanders, NPR News.